Salutations and greetings. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks, your friend in the Neville Sphere. Inflation or robbery? Inflation or robbery? I was talking to someone the other day about an outing that the family took last weekend. We went to a minor league spring training baseball game, which they have out here in Arizona and in Florida. And so we decided it'd be fun, just do something different as a family and go to a game. Now, I went to a game 2017. Was the last time I went, and how I came across the old ticket stub, I don't know, but I did come across an old ticket stub. I saw that the tickets were $12 each, and I vividly recall paying around $5 or $6 for an adult beverage. $5 or $6 for an adult beverage. So anyway, fast forward to this time, the tickets were $34 each. Luckily, we were able to get the boy in free with the child discount, but it was still two adult tickets for $68, which would have got you, what, a lot more tickets back in 2017, where you can get them for $12 each. So anyway, the reason I like this beer is that it's a regional beer. It's not sold in Arizona, except at this particular ballpark, because the beer is brewed in the city that the team is originally from. So I went to get one of those, and I didn't even ask or look at the price. I just paid for it, and it was $15.40. Yes, 15 as in 1 5 dollars and 40 cents. And that was for a 16 ounce drink. And sure enough, that's what the price was everywhere. So I was telling somebody about it, and their initial response was, "Now, is this real inflation or is it just robbery?" I don't know. I found it interesting because different situations have different outcomes. There was probably at least five times more people here at this baseball game than when I went 6 years ago. And it was almost exactly to the date in 2017. So there was five times more people. And everyone, not everyone, but everyone that drank, I'm sure was drinking. And even the other brands of beer they had were around $15 for either 12 to 16 ounces of beer. So what's the point of all this? Robbery, inflation. I mean, if it was that bad, I guess people wouldn't do it. Now, the other day I did a podcast where I was joking on millennials, Gen Zs, about how perfect they are and how they don't drink. Yet all of them were drinking, and you could spot them from a mile away because they're drinking their crappy garbage beverages. That's how you know. Yeah, you do drink because real people don't drink that stuff, but I digress. So would you pay $15 for a beer? I went to the website, to the local grocery store out in the area of the city that this team was from, and that 16 ounces sold for about $6.06 an ounce. You could do the math if you'd like. So if you were in the city and wanted a 16 ounce can of this, you'd end up paying around a dollar, less than a dollar. But we all paid $15 for them. And by we, obviously, I mean everybody, including myself, that was at the ball game enjoying one of these drinks. So this is why I charge what I charge for coaching. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. So yes, I do charge for coaching as of St. Patrick's Day. My fixed rate, all I do, my only offering is $4,997.17. $4,997.17 an hour. And depending on the mood you get me in, I might be able to break that down. But pretty firm. So even if you talk to me for 15 minutes, we still have to pay the hour charge. Why do I charge so much? Because I know more Neville. I've forgotten more Neville than most of these alleged so-called coaches, life coaches, and the like. No. So if I've forgotten more than they know, I'm definitely worth the value. So yes, $4,997.17 for an hour, payable in full, no refunds, and obviously payment must clear before we schedule a time to meet. But the most important reason for that price being so high is consider your alternatives. If you want to go to a life coach, you have, so you say you enter into an algorithm, which is the worst way to learn Neville. You find your miscellaneous coaches that may or may not know just barely a little more than you. But basically, you get the three categories that I love to talk about. You have the kid coaches. These are people that probably aren't old enough to drive a car, to rent a car, excuse me. They're not old enough to rent a car. If they're not old enough to drive a car, run, hang up. You're just getting pure garbage when it comes to talking about Neville. Or most other things, maybe. I don't know. But if they can't rent a car, what kind of life advice can they give you? And if they've only been within 10 years of being able to rent a car, again, the life advice is pretty sparse. I know there's usually exceptions to the rule, but why try it when the odds are stacked against you? And then you have the sex appeal coaches, which are basically just women relying on their sex appeal, which doesn't lead to intelligence. The only reason they're everyone's nice to them and whatever is because they think there's a possibility of getting something from them. It is what it is. But, and again, most of the reasons these women quote unquote manifest so much is that guys are giving them things in the hopes that they'll end up getting into the position they want to with them. You know the thing. And then you got the DB bro science guys that don't really do anything. They just happen to be tall. They just happen to have good genes. So they're in decent shape. And all the sex appeal coaches are after them and think they're so great and cute and whatnot. But they're usually just MSU grads making stuff up or making up to those of you that feel like being a little more spicy. So that's what you get. So I would say you can get with this, you can get with that, or you could just follow the two best ways to learn Neville and probably learn more than I could teach you or anyone else could teach you. Again, two best ways, self-study or study with buddies. But if you're interested in signing up, you know the thing, NevilleMindTricks@gmail.com. Message me through the Instagram. Inflation or robbery, you know the thing, your call. Until we hear again, let us go into a lovely music-filled silence where you're dreaming better than the best. You know?